Bitcoin, or any other cryptocurrency.
That's the sound of the money truck backing up to your front door, Hoss.
Nobody's going to put money into a crazy scheme like that.
Okay, here comes the catch. This has to cost a lot of money.
Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency.
Buy.
Yes, the money is good.
We don't have that much time left. Let's talk rocket ships. First, Bitcoin.
3, 2, 1.
This is Crypto Karma with the sensei of cryptocurrency, Nick Green.
Welcome to Crypto Karma. This is Nick Green, and this week's episode has been brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Check out nectarjuicebar.com, which is nothing but the finest fresh ingredients to keep you healthy, build your immunity, and do all the wonderful things that your body needs in order to not get sick. I heard there's a little bit of that going around lately. This is the week of September 1st. Big well wishes to Joe Rogan to get healthy as he contracted COVID-19, but it sounds like some vitamins, exercise, and ivermectin treated him within 3 days. So this is definitely proof that you don't need the vaccine to fight off this variant of a flu. And I myself took ivermectin when I had COVID and had it pretty bad, and it was a big turnaround. So don't believe the clickbait. Don't believe mainstream media.
Don't believe the hype.
And actually do your own research, just like with finances and Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been claimed dead by mainstream media, CNBC, CNN, you name it, over 400 times in the past 12 years. There's actually a website called Bitcoin is Dead, and it matches all the articles and different magazines and news stations and money reports that tell you Bitcoin's a scam. And ironically, all these different organizations and advertisers, from BlackRock to Peter Cramer, Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan, Chase, they all have Bitcoin now, or they at least are admitting it. The truth is, you cannot believe everything you hear or see on television, and you got to really do what's best for you. Remember, the government, and in fact, most people, do not want you to be wealthy. They are going to discourage you from getting wealth, because sure, you could pay taxes on it, but having the separation of classes has been a dynamic in this country for a long time, just not so much in the open. So there's nobody rooting for you to get rich off Bitcoin. Remember that. It's a small club because there's only 21 million of them. And with that said, about 7 million-ish are lost. We have one more halving in just 3 years, basically, where the amount of Bitcoin, the supply, is not a finite amount, but there will be no more mining of Bitcoin, of new Bitcoins. So with 21 million minus the ones that are lost or the ones that people are holding, where about 60% of Bitcoin actually does not move from someone's wallet and does not get spent, well, then there's not even enough for every millionaire in this country. So if every millionaire in America wanted just one Bitcoin, they could not have it as of right now. And then you put that on a global scale of the amount of millionaires and billionaires that are throughout the world, and literally there's not enough Bitcoin for everybody. So look at this as a very scarce, finite product where the supply and demand is what's going to drive this price to $1 million eventually. And by eventually, I mean after the last halving, I'm talking 4 to 6 years. I truly believe we're going to see some astronomical numbers. And a lot of advisors out there feel the same way when it comes to what the value of Bitcoin really is. Its intrinsic value has gone from being something that would be utilized as a peer-to-peer currency, which is why Satoshi Nakamoto created it, but instead as a store of value and a hedge against inflation, because this is a global currency or commodity. In my opinion, it's like gold, it's like silver, it's just better. And you cannot counterfeit it, you can't duplicate it. It holds way more value in my opinion, which is why I went all into it. Great news as we talk about this. You know, my philosophy is you could spend other cryptocurrencies. They're great for transferring as a currency, but Bitcoin is the one that you really don't want to spend. It is the one you want to hold, because when you spend it, you're giving it to a corporation that is simply going to hold it. At the end of the day, if you spend your money at Amazon, your Bitcoin, they're holding it and they are not selling that Bitcoin. They're going to hold it because he who has the Bitcoin will be the one in power in so many years. It's like the golden rule, but it's going to be the Bitcoin rule. And that is why I say go all in, buy it and hold it. Speaking of which, prices. This week, guys, we are seeing a lot of movement. Bitcoin today is at 49,000. So by the end of the weekend, will it top 50? Of course it will. This is Bitcoin. There is a CME gap at $33,000. And what that basically means is there are huge buy orders that were never filled at the 33,900 mark. So the speculation would be that Bitcoin could continue to go up, break an all-time high. It could also be dragged down by the bears, and there could be a lack of liquidity as that money moves into the altcoin market, and the price could actually fall to 33,000 bucks. And from 50, that's a big deal. from, you know, 40,000, it's not much. And it was just at 30 within the last couple months. So we're not talking about major drops here. But the good thing is it's like a catapult. It's like a springboard. When you drop down to that number, to 33, then the next thing you're going to have is a ton of accumulation. And then everybody like us that knows Bitcoin is going to be worth more are buying it at 33, and the price will skyrocket. And I think the catalyst to $100,000 will be a major dip. And we've seen enough dips, I believe six of them so far this year, where MicroStrategy and Grayscale have bought hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin on every dip. Same with Elon Musk. So with that being said, if you're smart, you know, you don't have to be as smart as you want to be, just smart enough to follow the smart guys and follow the money. And they're buying these dips. They are doing so and holding because they know Bitcoin's going over 100 grand. It's just in the stars. It is written. It is what will happen. So
this is the way.
So speaking of ridiculous, the first one I want to bring up, Solana. Sol is at $126. We were a month ago under 30 bucks. So if you bought Solana, you would have 5x your money almost, like 4.5. And this is something worth $250, $300 easy. If we remember Aave, also, well, Aave is part of the DeFi network for crypto lending. And that shot up from, it went from Ethland at just, you know, a couple of cents to a couple of dollars. They had a rebranding into Aave or Aave, however the hell you pronounce it. And they shot up from under 100 bucks to literally over $600. So the amount of money to be made is huge, but you also have to know why, right? These are NFTs that are driving the price action right now. It's all trends. Solana's up 70% in 24 hours at 126 because it is the number one platform behind Ethereum for NFTs. So don't forget about Ethereum, $3,700, up about 30% already just this week. However, Ethereum has a very expensive gas fee. So moving anything around on the ERC-20 network is extremely expensive. And in fact, I withheld some of my trades and moving some things around because I don't want to spend $40 or $50 simply on the movement. I shouldn't say I won't make my trades, but moving money from one exchange to another, you know, you got to weigh in the fees, you got to weigh in the gas, you got to weigh in the commissions. And that's why I go for big profit margins rather than just making a little bit. So Cardano, very, very exciting. Kissing $3 all week, huge gain. You're talking a 50% gain in less than a month, and it's sure to be more. There's a lot of anticipation because the mainnet went live, and this is the prelude for smart contracts to be released on September 12th. There is a lot of anticipation that the price action could see $10 before the end of the year. So we're right now at $3, and there isn't one person I know who doesn't say Cardano is not undervalued. And the people who do say that don't understand that NFTs are already developed on it, and that Charles Hodgkinson, if I say his name right, is a pure absolute genius, and that is also a fact. So what he is going to, he was a co-creator of Ethereum, if you didn't know that, and he lives right here in Colorado, and what this guy is going to do with Cardano Network, and he already has the attention of Wall Street and hedge funds and investors in the crypto space, drove Cardano to the number three spot. So these are big things, guys. BNB, $485. This, I always say, has intrinsic value because it is part of an actual, not just an exchange, but it saves you money. So Binance Coin, CZ said that Binance.us is hoping to IPO and be a publicly traded company within 3 years. Also wants to do the same for Binance.com, but with the amount of countries it reaches, that'll be a challenge. And then he talked about a everlasting eternal burn of Binance coins to limit the supply. That is going to drive the price of Binance Coin above $1,000. Now you're doubling your money, which in the world of crypto is not huge. How high could Binance Coin be in 5-6 years, $10,000? Absolutely. But I would rather wait for a bear market or some real healthy pullbacks to buy that. I did have Binance. I sold it, made a ton of profit. But it is something that completes really every portfolio. Dogecoin hanging out around 30 cents and XRP $1.20 with a middle finger to the SEC, as it has come out that the SEC, which basically suing XRP, are you a security? Are you not? You know, are you a boy, a girl? It's like this whole gender identity confusion as to what XRP actually does. But Ripple got rid of XRipple and a couple other variants of the Ripple community to just focus on the remittance. And then come to find out that employees of the SEC have been trading Ripple ever since they sued them. They bought the dip, and now as it went up about 5 or 6x, now there's speculation of insider trading at the SEC, which of course would not be a surprise. And I could almost guarantee XRP is just gonna pay a fee and win this round. So definitely if you're able to invest in it, like on KuCoin or something of that nature, I would strongly suggest it. There is a lot of potential for Ripple to see $4 or $5 easily, even up to 10 or more from here. 589, I don't think it's going to happen, but it never hurts to take some risk. Personally, I am jumping in on Polkadot, or I got in on Polkadot, another good blockchain for NFTs. Sol, FET, I got into not long ago, Fetch AI, because that is partnerships with Pepsi, Coca-Cola. I've talked about this coin before. I really like it. Now I'm up 40% from just a week ago. Of course, Chainlink, Matic, and my favorites, VRA and TEL, which we have talked about. So make sure you've got your positions as we just keep making more money. And moving on, Crypto Karma in the news. So number one in the news, the second largest mortgage company in the nation is UWM, United Wholesale Mortgage. So fun fact, when I bought my last house just a couple months ago, I was able to source and season my cryptocurrency. I used my Bitcoin profits for the down payment. I then used my reserves of what was on Coinbase, and I used my seasoning and 60-day seasoning they require from Fannie and Freddie Mae between two exchanges with Binance and Coinbase. And we were able to fund one of the first loans for UWM using money directly from cryptocurrency. Now, they did not accept my Bitcoin. Of course, I wouldn't want to spend it. I did have to liquidate for the down payment. But why is this important? So the fun fact is that I bought my house using such, and I'm able to facilitate a mortgage for people who have profits and money in crypto, but you don't want to sell 2 months in advance and miss out on gains. The cool thing about UWM is not only are they crypto friendly and understand this emerging market, but they have announced they are going to be accepting Bitcoin, Ethereum, I'm sure a couple of others, in the very near future for payments. So people who want to pay their mortgage in cryptocurrency are going to be able to with UWM. You want to buy your house with crypto. Again, UWM, and this is 100% the wave of the future. So all these profits and people don't know what to do, my advice is always real estate, Bitcoin, real estate. Those are safe bets in the most short and long term, and I suggest the same to you. UWM, you cannot work with directly, only through a broker or correspondent lender, so do a little bit of research first, but it is definitely something that is great for the community. If you are looking to use your funds from cryptocurrency, then there is only one in this country that I know of, and that's JWH Finance. They funded my loan, and we have also funded a couple others where people have been able to make their profits from crypto and qualify to buy a house. You could reach JWH via email, nick@jwhfinance.com. Absolutely incredible mortgage company with no lender fees, because being a direct lender, you do not have to double charge your customers. And in the news here at Crypto Karma, in the lovely world of cryptocurrency, FTX, we talked about with Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. So FTX.us, remember, there's different exchanges for the United States and different platforms versus globally, because we have extremely strict rules that prohibit traders from doing a lot of futures and derivative trading. And again, it's because they don't want us rich. They literally do not want to see us making money, but we always find a way. FTX.us is acquiring now a crypto derivatives firm, LedgerX. This could pave the way for FTX to offer crypto futures, swaps, puts, and calls to retail traders in the United States. The deal is expected to close in October, and the acquisition will see LedgerX become a wholly owned subsidiary of FTX.us. This is the latest in a string of high-profile buys, including the campaign or ad campaigns, stadium rebrandings, which is expensive. And this is the crypto trading empire owned by Sam Bankman. Now, along with that, with FTX.us, they also have an FTX coin. Every exchange has their own coin to be used for trading as a remittance and a payout. They want to build liquidity this way. So when you see FTX gaining all this value, spending millions of dollars, and trying to become, I think, the largest cryptocurrency company, I should say exchange in the country. You know, I'm not a huge fan of how a lot of these companies work in the United States because they're all afraid of our government and the SEC. But Coinbase, the biggest one, you know, they have the worst customer service. They have the highest fees. They don't even advertise or let people know they could use Coinbase Pro and save money on fees. But I'm here to tell you that. However, it would be a very easy person to knock off the number one spot. Coinbase has a ton of money. They're invested in crypto projects and blockchains. They have billions and billions of dollars. However, are they really running their company right? And I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're not customer service centric. Their onboarding is easy. Their platforms are easy on the retail side for people to use. And that's pretty much where it stops. You know, they were the first exchange that I know of in the United States. And it was, in fact, one of the chief engineers, Charlie Lee, was the creator of Litecoin, helped build Coinbase. So with that said, I think that it's important to recognize their place in the industry. With the amount of money they have, they're not going to go away. However, if I had a $1 billion war chest and Mr. Wonderful on my side and a brand new exchange, I think my mark would be to get rid of Coinbase, to knock them off the number one spot and really do something special, which they are. And speaking of special, we have some updated news on NFTs, which to me are absolutely crazy. But let's talk about some of the things going on with them. NFT venture, prominent venture firm Three Arrows Capital launched an NFT dedicated fund called Starry Night Capital. So this is a fund dedicated strictly to NFTs. And in a tweet, they posted that the NFT collector Vincent Van Doe not only announced the fund, but said Three Arrows would support an NFT education portal to promote emerging artists and launch a physical NFT gallery space in a major city before the end of the year. Well, first off, I hope that major city is not New York, because that place has completely gone to sh**. And if you're not, ironically, you could have COVID, have antibodies, not get COVID, but you're not allowed into a bunch of buildings or restaurants. However, if somebody takes the jab, which everybody now knows does not stop transmission or infection, and people end up in the hospital and die anyway, but you're allowed to go into a bar or restaurant and order drinks or an art gallery. So clearly this is not about health, and there's no logic behind it. And New York is the last place I'm going to be visiting anytime soon. But let's hope this NFT gallery does come to fruition, maybe in Atlanta or Denver, Miami, or somewhere, Austin, somewhere exciting, somewhere fun. And people could actually see, because you need to have a visual to understand what NFTs are. We're going to get into what Logan Paul is doing, because it's really weird to me to talk about all these different NFTs when you actually see this 8-pixelated artwork. Look up Ether Rock on the internet, and I couldn't make this stuff up, folks. It literally is a rock with about 8 or 9 pixels, like Super Mario Brothers, but just not as good. You know, it's a very interesting type of work. Before you talk about that, let me finish up the news. We've got MetaMask, which is the non-custodial digital wallet, so basically a decentralized wallet that has become a key gateway to the world of DeFi, decentralized finance. And they said its monthly active users hit 10 million consumers in just July. 10 million. The Asian market leads the growth, and compared to July of 2020, they had 545,000 monthly users. They are now at 10 million. That is an 1,800% increase, and it is an Ethereum software company that owns MetaMask called Consensus. I would strongly suggest looking into how to capitalize from this. At the very least, if you ever have any interpreter hesitations with crypto, it's fair to say there's 10 million people who do not on a monthly basis. And crypto karma's off the chain. El Salvador's Finance Commission will create a $150 million trust to basically facilitate exchange between Bitcoin and USD while the Salvadorians are protesting this arrangement. They all get about $40 of Bitcoin from the president, and they're being forced to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. I don't think anybody should be mandated or forced to do anything. It should always be an option. And I think the people themselves will decide that Bitcoin is better for them and a better way to go. If you have Bitcoin on your books, or, you know, giving $40 to somebody in a poor country, knowing that it could grow, it could be $400. They can make profits in the hundreds or thousands of dollars and have it double in a month or two. It could actually bring more wealth and stability to what's already a poor country in shambles, but is actually about creating wealth for people that are living poor. And in this social science experiment, we may be able to see how this could help other countries. So if the president and government of El Salvador thinks it's good enough for them, I find it to be a very interesting thing to watch over the next couple of years. And with that, Electronic Arts is dipping their toes into blockchain games and NFTs, where you're going to be able to earn
EA Sports. It's in the game.
And facilitate cryptocurrency trading, get tipped, and then even win NFTs on a play-to-earn platform with Electronic Arts. They are, I think, the largest video game maker in the country, and the fact that they're embracing this technology is just standard for what crypto is doing in the digital world. However, it does give a lot of credibility to NFTs. So we've talked about NFTs a lot, but they are just on their own little path right now. Everybody is suddenly talking about price floors and NFTs, and that's what I want to talk about. I want to get into that in EtherRock, because I'm not saying it's a train to jump on. I'm saying it's good to understand, because you could invest in the blockchain, but to invest in the actual NFT itself to buy something for $100,000 is very strange. So what we have here is something called EtherRock. EtherRock price is a Twitter bot account that tracks the price of EtherRock, which is a collection of 100 PetRock JPEGs that live on a blockchain. August 6 is when this was created on Twitter to talk about identifying the floor prices. So created in 2017, EtherRock is one of the oldest NFT projects. It only has recently attracted the attention of particularly wealthy buyers in the crypto community. Currently, the cheapest rock is Rock ID 96, and it is listed for 678 Ethereum, or $2.2 million. The owner of the very first one, Rock Zero, is asking for 10,000 ETH, or over $100 million. Yeah, you heard that correctly. A digital piece of art was created in 2017. This stuff is garbage, people. However, people are paying stupid amounts of money, millions of dollars, for these ridiculous things, including Logan Paul. By its founder's own admission of EtherRock, he says these virtual rocks serve no purpose beyond being able to be bought and sold and giving you a strong sense of pride and being an owner of one of the only 100 rocks in the game. Indeed, apart from the rank and small variations in color, all the rocks are identical reproductions of the same royalty-free clip art image. And then somebody is making millions of dollars. Now, I don't hate on those people. I wish I bought an EtherRock years ago. I had the opportunity to buy some NFTs and I just did not believe in it. I really believe you got to put your money where your heart is. And here I am, millions of dollars later, that could have been. It's funny, it has a rabid fan base. The self-aware total conflation of value and price. So no one can say for sure why a rock that sold for $50,000 at the beginning of the month, 30 days ago, EtherRock was 50 grand and is now worth $6-8 million. And the truth is people are paying this, especially celebrities who have a lot of money. Now let's talk about Logan Paul. So speaking of celebrities who are paying millions of dollars for silly artwork, and I'm not bashing the NFT community. You know, NFTs are very valuable with autographs, with sports collections, music, publishing, artwork, authenticating artwork. And Busta Rhymes is looking at how to NFT a song, his lyrics, a lyric sheet. You know, some of the first NFTs were the NBA basketball cards. And when they started going over $1 million in price in the beginning of the year, that was a big identifier as to what is happening in the NFT market and what's to come. But how long will this last? Nobody really knows. So what are NFTs? In layman terms, a non-fungible token is a unique digital piece of art. It is also related to cryptocurrency since the buying and selling of NFTs operate on the Ethereum blockchain. And this is where Solana, Polkadot, and Sushi come in, because these are the blockchains, along with Cardano, that are supporting NFTs. I'd rather keep my money than have a little thumb drive with some crappy art on it to show people once in a while that I wasted millions of dollars. Now, Logan Paul, the YouTuber turned pro boxer, and that's a very strange thing to say on its own, has also been active in the NFT space today. Recently, on just August 15th, Logan Paul revealed that he spent over $1 million buying different NFTs. So he has enough money not to care, but then it's people like him and Paris Hilton that are driving up the price and value of this artwork, known for spending a lot of money on things that excite him, including a Pokemon card collection.
I liken it to me buying a $200,000 box of Pokemon cards and you sitting in that exact same spot going, whoa.
Now, the World of Women NFT is also another showcase of art. The World of Women has 10,000 unique and diverse arts of women, which is really cool. But Logan Paul is talking about the World of Women, says it is a 10 out of 10 in art, community, and purpose, and he loves the artists. And this is where it gets weird. He invested in them. He bought one for $160,000. And another he bought for $95,000 that is now worth about $170,000. These little pieces of art, all he could do is put them on his Instagram and Twitter and show them off online. So God forbid we lose anything online. Is the digital art worth anything? Do you think Logan Paul is early in the game? I do. We're talking 1 year that NFTs have been trending. 1 year. As interesting as this is, there are a couple pieces that Logan Paul paid between $60,000 and $100,000 for and currently asking $4.8 million. Again, do your own research. It is really something that is in the news and bringing a lot of attention to the crypto world, but I'm going to stick to my trading and buying Bitcoin and blue chips and high risk tokens where I really just put all my money in, close my eyes and hope for the best. Speaking of the best, on a side note, here at Crypto Karma, there is news that Twitter is going to be having an option to tip in Bitcoin. You could actually set up a digital wallet, probably connect with Cash App since they own it, and access Bitcoin, which I'm hoping will expand to Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies, and you could tip people. Very small fractions of a Satoshi right online on Twitter. So I know that Twitter has lost a lot of customers because of all of their censorship, which I find to be extremely un-American. So having this tipping bot, an ability to do such with other people on the platform on a global scale, of course, I think is something they are trying to bring people together and bring people back to Twitter or just have them not leave. The funny thing is, once this technology is exposed and out in the world, anybody can duplicate it. This is nothing new, as Dogecoin was created simply for this reason. The purpose of dog owners who were selling goods or donating goods to each other in their little Shiba Inu communities, and they were able to tip a funny little meme coin with a Shiba Inu on it. And that is how Doge started. It wasn't even worth 1/100th of a penny. So all those people who were into that, grandmas, moms, crazy cat ladies, developers and engineers, if they held their Dogecoin, they are all millionaires today. If you have a couple $1 million to invest, you could easily make millions of dollars in an extremely short amount of time. But if you're like the average American that has somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000 to invest, and by average, I mean upper middle class, then not so average, but nonetheless, there are millions of people with that type of liquidity. And if you were to invest that in cryptocurrency and simply hold it for 5 years, 10 years, and make some good decisions, albeit some lucky ones, you could definitely end up as a millionaire. And a great example, Matic, the Polygon network token of choice, literally 1 year ago was under a dime, as was Cardano. And both of those have exceeded $2. So if you were to put $10,000 into Matic or Cardano in less than 2 years ago, just back in 2020, you would today be holding on to millions of dollars of those cryptocurrencies. So the overnight millionaire in crypto may really be the 6 month or 12 month millionaire, but it is still better than any other investment in the world. Do your own research. I add to my portfolio gems that are going to be, or I think will be, over a dollar or two. And today they cost a dime or a penny or a nickel. And I am putting in a lot of money into those investments because you really only need one to pay off. Sure, I have lost on a bunch of those. Five, six, seven coins have taken thousands of my dollars by going nowhere very quickly or taking their time to go nowhere. But that one investment in Tailcoin or VRA, while it's under a dime and under a nickel and it turns to over a dollar, could be the one that makes you $1 million. So of course, I wish you guys luck. I really hope that you are building your portfolio, as right now is the time to invest. And soon we're going to be talking about taking profits as this fifth wave will give us a nice peak. We're going to have another dip, and then this isn't going to be over till sometime next year if we follow the historic trends. And the Crypto Karma coin of the week is Solana. The ticker name is SOL, S-O-L. I really hope this is not the first time you're hearing about it. Almost a year and a half after its mainnet beta launch, which was back in March of 2020, Solana, which is perhaps the hottest blockchain of the moment, is soaring. It is one of the world's fastest web-scale blockchains and fastest networks in the world, thanks to its speed and its claimed throughput of 50,000 transactions per second. You heard that correctly, 50,000 transactions per second. This is the internet on steroids. Its native token, SOL, experienced a 72% price surge in just the past week, over a growth rate of over 1,900% since it was launched in March of 2020. That's another coin you could have bought last year, put in 10 grand and be worth a couple of $1 million now. And people are. And those are the people that are buying Etherox and Cyberpunks and stupid NFTs with extra millions of dollars. I use the word extra because it is not normal. Now it is. Solana is a top 10 cryptocurrency with a market cap of $18 billion supporting this network. The Solana network is known as a fourth generation blockchain that aims to solve the blockchain trilemma of creating a fast and scalable network without compromising its security or decentralization. It is fair to say and note that Circle, which is a venture capital company that owns Coinbase and has a war chest of over $2 billion, is one of the major backers of Solana. And there is a lot to say about Solana and a lot of research to do on it. I could tell you it has 8 core innovations. One is proof of history, and it goes on from there. We could spend all day just talking about Solana, but as a coin of the week, even though it is up already to $120, sky is the limit. Do your research, and remember, if you feel you got in too late on Sol, you know, I never say FOMO, don't chase the trains that already left the station, but do the research on what made Solana so valuable today. And that's going to lead you to Sushi, to Polkadot, to Uniswap. There are other networks that have not had these gains yet, and you still have time to make a whole lot of money. That is the Crypto Karma coin of the week. In the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency, everything moves at the speed of crypto. In just one day, you could miss it all or have it all. So remember to stay on top of the game, stay in the know, and you've got to strike hard and strike fast. Crypto Karma is about being good to crypto so it can be good to you. That means share with a friend, educate somebody, show a neighbor, get a family member to invest. Why? Because we're all in this together. That's what this really means. Let's make money together. Let's support technology and this emerging market, and just let Bitcoin do its thing. Always moving at the speed of crypto. This has been brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar, which soon, I'm sure, will be accepting cryptocurrency as well. Always fresh, always healthy. That is all you need. Vitamins, build immunity, get outside, exercise, and be good to one another. Until next week.
Explore the cryptocurrency universe with Nick Green on Crypto Karma. Learn about Bitcoin and blockchain, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and more. Buy and sell and trade and learn how to make some serious money with digital currency. Crypto Karma is brought to you by Nectar Juice Bar. Nectar is fresh at its best. Live life to the freshest with Nectar. Crypto Karma. Strike first, strike fast. Saturday at 9 a.m. on KPPF. And hear the podcast on Podbean.